What to do if a drone is spying on you 2021, top full guide. What to do if a drone is spying on you. Nearly all drones are used for legitimate and good purposes. But even though new recommendations for working drones appropriately to protect privacy, some consumers are worried that drones might be collecting too much info. Homeowners fearful of being plagued may not understand what the laws are for coping with drones. The infamous Drone Slayer episode is a case in point. A nervous homeowner that believed that a drone might be watching his household shot down it, spurring an ongoing court case with all the drone proprietor. Three sure signs a drone may be spying on you. Knowing whether a drone is spying on you is harder than you might think. So the very first things to search for would be the apparent signs. 1. A drone is constantly flying in OR around your property. Drones are loud and may be viewed from quite a distance, often occasionally give the impression they're nearer than they are. I state this because based on your geographical area and the sort of property you have, a drone may just be flying on its way into the lake beneath your property, or even the freeway through the night, or possibly the local country park. These areas are lawful as long as the drone has been abiding by the authorized distancing. But if you become aware of a drone flying out of your property or property frequently, and it appears to be too close for comfort, perhaps the drone is spying on you. Does this hover out of your windows? Does this seem to appear whenever you're outside? Is it every moment? Ask yourself, what's making you feel like that? If you honestly think it can be seeing you, then report it. 2. You see photos or videos of yourself on social media regularly. Like the world is indeed connected today via social networking, it is not overly tough to discover photos of your own online. Should you suspect that a neighbor or somebody nearby is spying on you, then look up their profiles and determine what pictures they're posting. You may be surprised. If you discover a photo of yourself, then you may use Google Pictures. If you understand where the images are, then you may use the URL. If not, and you also own a duplicate of the photo, you may use this and allow Google to see whether they are longer. Should you see photos and movies of you and you suspect that a drone continues to be after you, then report it to the authorities along with the FAA. 3. Everywhere you go, there is a drone following you. All drones are prevalent. They don't dominate the skies. We do not walk from our homes and see lots of these flying about. Consequently, if you find the same drone appearing any place you are, that is a fantastic chance you're to be followed. Though this scenario is alarming and terrifying, fortunately, it is uncommon. When it was me, then I'd walk randomly, pick different avenues, and see whether it follows you. Should it report it to the authorities and FAA? Read also, how to reset drone. What to do if a drone is spying on you. 1. Talk to the drone operator. If it is possible to observe the drone's owner, then approach them in a calm and friendly way. It is far better to be relaxed and agreeable. You can question them, and you ought to find a better answer than if you are irate. Ask them what they're shooting. They may do a project that just so happens to be about when you're. Request to find out what they have done up to now, act interested and let them reveal. I'd be happy to show anyone what I have already been doing. But so many men and women find it dull. I would love someone to be curious. If the operator is unhelpful and surprising and will not talk about your concerns, inform them you've got reason to think that the drone has been after you. Watch how they respond. Tell them you will report them. You now have a choice. You can either leave it at that and see whether the drone stops after you or move ahead and examine it. 2. Read about the drone laws. You probably think, what the hell? Allow me to clarify, should you have some time to read about the fundamental drone legislation, you may understand precisely what is and is not permitted to be achieved using a drone pilot and the intrusion of privacy a part of it. Gain some basic knowledge can make you realize you aren't being followed. The drone is there as they're following particular laws. By way of instance, a drone can't fly over 400 feet, and a few pilots prefer to fly than that. So if they're working nearby frequently, you probably will hear them. That may be why you guess a drone is after you. On the flip side, knowing the fundamentals gives you some confidence if you do choose to approach a drone pilot. It is possible to examine exactly what you do understand, and if they're misusing their drone, they may think twice before doing this. Another reason individuals must know about the drone law because, as I said previously, some folks find drones bothersome and like to yell abuse without understanding the truth. I have seen this happen several times, which might have been averted if both parties behaved in a friendly fashion, and also the non-pilot understood what they were discussing. Read also, how to legally take down a drone. 3. Walk random routes if you're outside. This may appear a bit mad, but if you believe a drone is spying on you, walk different paths than you ordinarily would. If a person is spying on you, then they probably know more about you than you think. They will understand your natural manners, thus walking different paths along with the drone nevertheless seems to be after you, then you can report it. 4. Document everything. Document everything. Write down dates, times, and places. Collect all of the information that you can. Take photos or a movie if you're able to. Collecting all this info will make reporting more straightforward and stand more chance of being listened to. Suppose it's possible to find a close view of the drone, attempt to explain it the best possible. Many drones ought to have a number on them. These amounts will still be an ID number provided by the FAA as soon as they enroll their drone. But if a person is misusing a drone, then they have probably not registered it. 5. Contact the police. I know I am stating the obvious, but some folks do not report these types of problems to the government for various reasons, one being that they dread that the offender knows where they reside. Collect whatever you've recorded, such as talking to the operator, and then move it to the authorities. The more proof you can provide, the better. 6. Report drone misuse to the FAA. The FAA and some other aviation authorities worldwide will have some method that you make a formal complaint. For example, it is possible to report drone abuse on the FAA's website in the United States. Drone abuse is taken seriously since it's a crime under aviation law and might need to be researched. Pass on whatever you've documented, telling them you also have spoken to the authorities. See also, how to detect a drone in the sky. FAQs. How do you tell if a drone is spying on you? You'll often know that a drone camera is trained on you because you'll see it with your own eyes. Many drones are large enough to be easy to spot. If it's hovering near you for a long time or starts coming closer from far away, it's probably watching you. See also, https://www.spycatchersllc.com/blog/how-to-catch-a-drone-camera-spying-on-you/. Can you jam a drone signal? In general, drone jammers are not legal to use. It's not a secret that not everyone is ecstatic that there are a growing number of drones taking off to the skies nowadays. As with just about any piece of technology, there are drone pilots who use their drones less responsibly or more maliciously than others. See also, https://pilotinstitute.com/drone-jammers/. What states are drones legal? At least 8 states, Florida, Idaho, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, South Dakota, Vermont, and Virginia, enacted 11 pieces of legislation in 2020 addressing unmanned aircraft systems, UAS, commonly known as drones. See more, https://www.ncsl.org/research/transportation/current-unmanned-aircraft-state-law-landscape.aspx. Can drones see inside your house? The most logical answer would be, no, drones can't see inside your house. Technology like long-wave infrared sensors can easily be mounted on commercial drones see inside a home. Even toy and hobby drones can be relatively easily fitted with good quality HD cameras to make better imaging possible. Read also, https://www.mydronelab.com/blog/can-drones-see-inside-your-house.html. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=k6x6bf93ojq. Conclusion. The thought of being followed is frightful if it is by drone or person and isn't something to take lightly if you guess a drone is after you. But in most cases, there's a valid reason the drone is close to you lots of this time. Drones have come to be a valuable tool for photographers and videographers across the world. They enable us to capture pictures and capture footage from different perspectives that hadn't been possible previously. Additionally, toy drones have become popular over the decades as more children and big kids, fathers, take to the skies with those modest remote-controlled UAVs. I state this since drones are getting ever more popular, and there'll be more and more in our skies as time continues. But in addition, the aviation authorities understand this and do their very best to control it. Bear in mind, if you believe that a drone has been spying on you, behave so as I have discussed throughout this guide and examine it. It is far better to be safe than sorry.